From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Bobcat Goldthwait, Brian Babylon, and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Miller Auditorium in Kalamazoo, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. In just a minute, Carl picks his beloved North Carolina Tar Heels to make it to the Rimal Four. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, a week after his approval rating hit an all-time low, President Obama lashed out against those who criticized what?
Does it involve, like, his dancing? Something personal about him?
Yes, something personal about him. He's tired of the criticism.
About his voice.
I'll give you a hint.
Ears?
It's like Jordache is the new Benghazi.
Oh, his mom jeans?
His mom jeans. In fact, he says they're not mom jeans. He's been repeatedly criticized, President Obama has, for his jeans. The mom jeans he wore to the All-Star game. The jeans he wore in the picture when he's in the phone with Vladimir Putin a little while ago. The jeggings he wore at the State of the Union. But he says, quote, "The truth is, generally, I look very sharp in jeans, which is exactly how a guy who wears mom jeans would put it."
You know the problem?
Yeah.
People don't know this, man. He's tall, but he has, like, kind of hips. He's a little hip.
You're really helping. You're helping him, Brian.
What do you mean by hips? What do you mean?
I'm not going to say he has lady hips, but...
Are you saying the president has a booty? Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh. A booty is different from hips. A booty goes back. Hips go out. Hips go that away. Booty goes that away.
Right.
Yeah.
He's saying he has childbearing hips, the president.
Kind of.
What are you saying? But this whole criticism of the president wearing jeans, it's ridiculous. All presidents have worn jeans. They should have a museum like they do of, like, the first lady's dresses at the Smithsonian. They should have the president's jeans. You could have Bush's Wranglers he wore at his ranch.
Now, hold on. Now, that's who can wear some damn jeans.
Who?
Bush.
W.
Yeah.
He wore jeans. W wore some jeans.
No, like, hips on him.
Woo. You might not like his policy, but he rocked them jeans.
Brian, a new company has created a way to help women get home more easily and comfortably after a rash late-night adventure. They've created what?
The Brian Babylon app?
You wish.
I know. Give me a slight hint.
I'll say it's a kit to help you avoid something that is common among, or at least legendarily a problem among, a single woman who end up out in the town. You know what I'm talking about?
A machine gun?
Like... Does it involve the walk of shame?
It is, in fact, the walk of shame kit. Thank you. Amy gets the point.
I'm sorry.
But she gets my point?
No.
She gets,
yeah,
she said
no.
Wait a minute. She gets my point? What is that?
I don't want his point. I'm sorry.
What?
I don't want his point.
Then you should
take it. What are we doing? There's no rules here? Yeah. When did this become the Outback Steakhouse?
Okay.
I was trying to help. I didn't want to take it.
All right. I'll turn to Carl. Carl, who should get the point?
Amy doesn't want it, so we'll give it to Brian.
Thank you, Carl.
So here's the thing. If you bring along, when you go head out to the club for the evening, if you just bring your special walk of shame kit, you'll have with you a backpack to carry it, which will look great with your little black dress, wipes, a pre-pasted toothbrush, got a little toothpaste on it. It's got a dress, flip-flops, and sunglasses. That's for those of you who have a one-night stand with Gilligan. And his island.
I would be
disturbed. Isn't it bad luck?
If you found a woman and you're looking through her bag and she's like, why does she have a disguise?
Yeah.
How ashamed is she of me?
Brian.
Yeah.
You're a single guy, right?
Yes.
And as single men know, dating is hard, which is why a recent study reveals that the male peacock must resort to doing what to score a date?
Christian Mingle?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, give me a hint.
I'll give you a hint. Well, the other peacocks are looking at him and going, I'll have what he's having.
They walk around making, like orgasm noises?
Exactly right. They fake sex noises.
But fake sex.
Wouldn't that make the female peacock go like, well, he doesn't need me?
Well, the peacock, as we know, really runs the whole gamut in seduction. On one hand, his beautiful iridescent plumage, and if that doesn't work, humping noise. Scientists have known that peacocks make these loud vocalizations to attract peahens. But they're
hold on.
That's what they're called, peacocks, peahens. When they make that noise, they're giving a little iTunes-style 30-second preview, right, of the full-on number to come.
Like, this could be you.
This could be you.
Once again, I'm going to go back. I get mad sometimes when you have these scientists and they, like, get into, like, animal stuff. Like, they know what an animal's doing or thinking. Like, how do you know what that peacock, you know, he could just be, like, pleasuring his own self, not trying to, like, date somebody. Like, hey, man, I'm doing me over here. If somebody hears it, they want to mate me, cool. But I'm over here doing my own sex thing, making my own sex noises. For me, for myself.
Brian, it sounds like you've said that before.
Yeah.